something that doesn't happen in Texas very often. A former Army recruiter who, for the third time this year, was hours away from his execution for a conviction of a rape and slaying of a woman about 10 years ago, was granted another reprieve by the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. Cleve Foster has been set to die, last Tuesday evening in Huntsville. The High Court twice earlier this year stopped his scheduled lethal injection. The ruling came 2.5 hours before Foster could have been taken to the Texas death chamber. He thanked God and pointed to his attorney, saying this woman has helped save his life. The most recent reprieve, came before he was served his request for a final meal. I'm not sure what the court is doing. It's extremely unusual to get a stay from the court, this article says, so many times. And will the looming Supreme Court is now going to consider non-death penalty cases? Will this show a sign as far as death penalty in the United States goes, that they're going to start cutting them back or rejecting it totally? I hope not. I'm a death penalty proponent, not an opponent. I believe in it. This guy was given a reprieve. We'll see how long that lasts. Texas for sure, because they don't fool around there. But it'll be interesting to see. I'll let you decide whether you are in favor of death penalties or not. But this guy just seems to be pulling a rabbit out of his hat. I guess he can't say so much for the victim who isn't around to speak anymore. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.